May the Lord help us to commence this evening with hymn 211. 211. Now to the power of God supreme be everlasting honour given. He saves from hell, we bless his name. He calls our wandering feet to heaven. Hymn 211.
Thank you. holy word of God, we'll read together the book of the prophet Haggai, chapter 1 and part of chapter 2. The book of the prophet Haggai, chapters 1 and part of chapter 2. We'll read to the end of verse 9. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua the son of Jozadak, the high priest, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, This people say, The time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Ye have sown much, and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but ye are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. Go up to the mountain, and bring wood, and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why? Saith the Lord of hosts. Because of mine house, that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labour of the hands. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people did fear before the Lord. Then spake Haggai the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. In the 4th and 20th day of the 6th month, in the 2nd year of Darius the king. in the seventh month, in the 21st day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do ye see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work. For I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts, according to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, Yet once, it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens, and the earth, and the sea, and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. May God bless that reading of his holy word to us. May he teach us how to pray. Most merciful and gracious and almighty Lord God in heaven, we seek thy gracious help and blessing here this evening as we gather in this house of prayer for this midweek service. We pray thy presence may be known and felt in this thy house, and grant, Lord, that the blessings of the riches of thy grace may be poured out upon us as we meet for worship. Lord, do have mercy upon us here this evening. Grant us, Lord, that access now as we come before thee in prayer. Help us, Lord, and incline our hearts and our minds to true worship of thee. May we, Lord, worship in spirit and in truth. Lord, we pray that thou would help us, and grant, Lord, that our minds may be freed from the distractions of the day. Lord, thou knowest the busyness of our lives, Lord, and the various challenges there are as we meet for worship during the week. Lord, we need thy gracious help, that thou turn off our minds from anything that is unnecessary, anything, Lord, is not needful for the worship of thy great and holy name. Lord, that we may have some rest from the many things there are in our lives. Grant, Lord, that this may be a true rest for our souls as we come into this house of prayer. Lord, we pray that the dying things of this world may be set to one side, and that thou wilt lift us above the reach of these inferior things. Draw us to thyself, we pray. Lord, thou knowest how we are by nature of the earth earthy. And Lord, we pray that thou grant us, Lord, the gift of the Holy Spirit to be upon us. Lord, that there may be that going out after thee in our desires and our affections. Lord, we do pray that thou stir up our hearts and that our worship may flow forth, that we may each have our lips touched with that coal from off the heavenly altar. Grant, Lord, that we may know spirit-led worship here this evening. We may sing thy praises. And Lord, help us to pour out our hearts before thee in prayer now. May each be helped, Lord, in these things. Lord, thou knowest what we have need of before we ask. Yet, Lord, thou would have us to ask. Lord, thou would set before us this precious gift of prayer. And Lord Jesus, oh, thou art the one that sits on that throne, of which we seek to draw near to now in prayer. We pray that as we desire to approach, oh, that we may find that access, that we may know some boldness as we come in prayer. May we then come boldly unto the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And Lord, thou knowest that it is a time of need. And Lord, we have need of thee here this evening in our worship. Lord, may the things that are of thee remain, the things spoken in thy name remain. May everything else be cast aside. Lord, we pray that thou grant thee the power and the unction of the Holy Spirit upon the word, that which is read and preached in thy name. And Lord, as we sing thy praises, Lord, we pray that it may come from hearts desiring to worship thee. Lord, we pray, have mercy upon us. We thank thee for these opportunities to gather ourselves together around thy word. And Lord, we pray that thou be pleased to grant the felt sense of thy presence here. And may, Lord, we lose sight of each other in that way. And may we see no man save Jesus only. Lord, we do ask that thou would suit thy word to meet our case. Bless the reading of it. Grant us, Lord, the understanding of it. May there be some considering of our ways. Lord, we pray that we may ponder the path of our feet. Lord, we ask that thou would show us that path that we are walking on. And Lord, if it is in the ways of sin, may there be those arrows of conviction. Lord, leave us not to walk in the ways of sin. May thy gracious hand reach out and turn our feet to that straight and narrow way which leads to eternal life. May we be made true followers of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, may we be made willing in a day of thy power to overcome the sinful inclinations of our hearts, the wickedness of our minds, and Lord, subdue that power of sin and Satan within us each. Lord, do cast out our sin and enter in and be born in us this day. Deliver us then from Satan's power. Lord, we pray that as the enemy seeks to come in like a flood, may the Spirit of the Lord lift up a standard against him. Oh, may there be thus far and no further. Lord, we do pray that thou break the power and dominion that sin and Satan has over us by nature. Oh, that we may be born again of the Spirit of God, made alive in the things of God, and given that true joy, that which is put within the hearts of thy dear children, which outward circumstances cannot touch, cannot snatch away, that peace which passeth all understanding, that which brings true happiness, though circumstances may seem to be the opposite. Lord, may we know that peace in our hearts. May we know godliness with contentment, which is great gain. Lord, we pray that thou would break the hold that Satan has and our besetting sins, Lord, do overcome us and reign victorious and change our taste and our appetite, that we may be truly hungering and thirsting after righteousness. Lord, deliver us from a false religion. Lord, deliver us from a double heart, a double mind. Oh, make us real Christians, washed in the Redeemer's blood. Oh, Lord, do grant us that union with the church's living head, that may we know more and more as we go on in our lives the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we remember this church and congregation. Lord, we thank thee for all that thou hast done for them. And we do pray that thou wilt continue thy favours toward them. Grant them, Lord, that rich blessing in their souls as they meet week by week. Lord, who send thy servants, may they be the Lord's messenger in the Lord's message. Lord, we do pray that thou glorify thyself here in salvation. May there be many to come and declare what thou hast done for their never dying souls. Lord, who gather in from the congregation into the church here. Lord, who gather in from this neighbourhood and surrounding districts into this house of prayer. Lord, who build them up in their most holy faith. May they be established, strengthened and settled in the things of God. Lord, we do pray that thou bless them with unity. May there be that endeavouring to keep the unity of the Spirit and the bond of peace. May brotherly love continue and flow from heart to heart here, we pray. O Lord Jesus, we seek that thy grace might be poured out upon each. And Lord, that thou would bless each with thy gracious presence, both in the worship here, but also, Lord, in their personal lives, as they go about their daily lives. May it be Christ in you, the hope of glory. Bless the children and young people. Help them, Lord, in the difficult day they are growing up in. Lord, there are many opportunities, many methods, many schemes to bring them into sin, many temptations. How easy, Lord, it is to sin in this day we live in. Lord, we pray that thou would be the wall of fire round about them and be the glory in the midst. And bless each home. Lord, help the families. Lord, help them as they attend to their own private worship. Grant, Lord, that thy blessing might be resting upon each home. And Lord, may it be as it was with Obed-Edom, who took into his home the Ark of the Lord, that thou didst bless him and his whole household also. May it be the Ark of the Lord set up in our homes. Lord, may we know that worship day by day. Lord, help us then as we journey onward. May we not be conformed to the image of the world. Lord, there are many pressures to conform, many attempts of society to influence. Lord, we pray that thy hand might be upon us each, that thy guiding hand, thy restraining hand, Lord, that thou bless us and send a teaching spirit into our hearts. Open our eyes that we may see the many dangers there are. Make us each wise unto salvation. Lord, may we know that true spirit of discernment, that we may know the difference between right and almost right. Grant us then, O Lord, that wisdom which can only come from thee. Oh, that thou would open eyes and hearts and ears. May there be a receiving of thy word. May there be a receiving of instruction in our experience as we live our lives day by day. May we walk out the experience of the people of God. May we trace out thy dealings in our lives. May we be persuaded of those things which thy word contains. O Lord, God Almighty, we look to thee. We pray that thou wilt pour out thy spirit upon us. And may we be frequent in prayer. May we, Lord, be a praying people here and up and down the land, Lord. Spare us a praying remnant, we pray. May there be those sighs and cries for the abominations done in the land, for the desolations of Zion. And Lord, may there be a beseeching of thee that thou wilt return with blessings from on high. Lord, we do thank thee that thou hast not utterly departed from us. Lord, there are tokens here and there of thy spirit's working. And we do thank thee, Lord, for those who have recently been able to profess thy name, and pray, Lord, that as they are to be baptized in various places, Lord, we pray that thou wilt establish them and build up the churches, we pray. Lord, we ask that thou wilt visit the souls here and grant them tokens for good. O Lord, we do pray that thou wilt favour them with many such occasions. Lord, we look to thee. We seek thy honour and thy glory in all things, that thou wilt have the preeminence, that thy great and holy name might be honoured and glorified in all that we do. Lord, remember those who have hard things, cases, Lord, that are difficult, things maybe that seem impossible. In providence and in grace, Lord, thou art the God of all grace, of all compassion. Thou changest not. Oh, thou art eternal. Thy years have no end. Lord, there is nothing too hard for thee. Oh, Lord, then do grant that those with hard things may bring them unto thee. Now, the cause that is too hard for thee, bring it to me, and I will hear it. O Lord, do hear then in heaven thy dwelling place. Lord, send us help from the sanctuary. Strengthen us out of Zion. Lord, meet each case. Touch each heart. Bless with faith, with hope, with love. Oh, that we may be encouraged day by day. And Lord, as we journey onward to that great change that must come upon us each. Oh, that we may know that all is well while life endure, and well when called to die. Lord, that great change, we cannot prepare ourselves for it. Oh, thou canst, Lord, prepare us for that great day. Oh, to be washed in the Redeemer's precious blood, clothed with his righteousness. Oh, Lord Jesus, visit each heart that longs after thee. Lord, do reveal thyself, make thyself precious, both in the wanting and in the finding. And Lord, have mercy upon us. We ask these things, we pray that thou forgive the poverty of prayer, our prayer. Lord, forgive us our every sin. And Lord, there is sin mixed with all that we do. Oh, we confess that our best is stained and dyed with sin. Our all is nothing worth. Oh, yet we come to thee, and we seek that thou wilt look upon us in compassion, and send us not empty away this night, but send us home different to how we came. Send us home with something from thy word, something to pray over, to live on, to feed on in the coming days. Lord, send us on our way rejoicing, we pray, as we ask all things in that precious and worthy name of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. Amen.
Hymn 681, 681. Blessed are they whose guilt is gone, whose sins are washed away with blood, whose hope is fixed on Christ alone, whom Christ has reconciled to God. Hymn 681.
will you turn with me to the book of the prophet Haggai, chapter 1. With the Lord's help this evening, I'll speak to you from verse 13. Haggai, chapter 1, verse 13. Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. Haggai, chapter 1, verse 13. Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. The backdrop to this prophecy and the following prophecy of Zechariah is the building of the temple at Jerusalem, the building of the second temple at Jerusalem. And we haven't time this evening to go through all the details of it, but I would encourage you, we'll certainly look at a few things, but I would encourage you in your own time to read Ezra chapters 3 and 4 and 5. And in those chapters you will find the commencing of the building of the temple under the hand of Zerubbabel. He is building the temple, and then we find that the work ceases. The end of chapter 4, we're told, then ceased the work of the house of God, which is at Jerusalem. So it ceased unto the second year of the reign of Darius, king of Persia. And these things, dear friends, are left on record in the word of God for our instruction, because we see it both in the word of God, and we see it in our generation and in the previous generations, and it will be the same in the generations to come, that where the Lord is at work, so is Satan. Where the Lord is working, Satan is seeking to oppose. And though we live in a day, a gospel day, Satan still has not ceased from seeking to disrupt and to bring to nothing the work of God. And he will continue as he is permitted to, until our Lord and Saviour comes again the second time. He is a defeated foe. Oh, he was defeated in the glorious death and triumphant resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ. But friends, his place of dominion, this world. This is not our rest. This is not our rest if you and I are true believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, if we're followers of him. This is not our rest. This is polluted. It's corrupted. This world is a world of tribulation and sorrow, interspersed with joys. We're not seeking our rest here. But you will find, both in your own heart, if the Lord is working there, you'll find Satan is seeking to snatch away, rob you of anything the Lord gives you, if he could. He can't, but it won't stop him trying. And it won't stop you feeling pulled in one way or another. Oh, he seeks to divide and rule. He's bent on dividing and ruling. He would separate, if he could, the believer from his hope in Jesus Christ. Oh, you only got to think of the words of our Lord Jesus to Peter. Simon, Simon, Satan hath desired to have you, to sift you as wheat, put you in his sieve, and separate you from me, and from the love that you have, and from the work of grace that's been done. And he'll have you in that sieve, and he'll try and separate you, and separate you from the hope that you have. And beloved friends, he's seeking to have you and me. If the Lord's begun a work of grace in your heart, beloved friends, he'll seek to sieve you in that and try and separate you from it and bring you again, if he could, into bondage and into despair and away from that good hope through grace that you have. And those of you, beloved friends, this evening that are yet to have that work of grace, you're in his hands already. You're in his hands already. Oh, he's got you, hasn't he? Oh, may the Lord intervene. May his gracious hand reach out and snatch you. May you know something of that secret love of God to be revealed in your heart as he brings you as a brand plucked from the burning. Well, we must move on. Then ceased the work of the house of God. You say, why? Why would these things be? Why would God allow this, permit this? The foundations laid, they begin to put up the walls, and then it comes to a stop. And it seems like the will of the enemy is prevailing. And there are those that are rejoicing as they see the work stopped or hindered. Oh, friends, these things are a deep mystery to us. You'd think it would go unhindered. It would go up in one uninterrupted building. But no. The wisdom of God is that his power might be made known, and that there might be more glory in this stopping, this temporary halting of it, and in the resuming again of it. And chapter 5 begins. Then the prophets Haggai and Zechariah prophesied unto the Jews that were in Judah and Jerusalem, in the name of the Lord God of Israel, even unto them. And so that is. The backdrop of this prophecy. And here in our text this evening, then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message unto the people. Now, this was the words coming out of the lips of a man. But the Lord's word was in his mouth. He was sent by the Lord with a word for the people. He to them was the Lord's messenger. In the Lord's message, as he spoke words to them, and as Zechariah spoke words to them also, the Lord took those words, yes, coming out of the lips of a man, and he made them the word of a king. And Ecclesiastes tells us that where the word of a king is, there is power. And if the Lord is to take the words out of a poor sinner's lips and apply them to empower into our hearts, then that is the Lord's message. And here we see it. It is recorded. But we also can see the effect of it. Then spake Haggai, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. Now, this isn't some great motivational speaker using the words of man's wisdom to give them some confidence, some encouragement, some good wishes, some stirring up of their natural strength. These words were from the Lord God Almighty, laid upon the heart of Haggai and laid upon the heart of Zechariah, and they were sent and they opened their lips and they spoke in the Lord's name, and we're told there was an effect. The Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, and he stirred up the spirit of Joshua, and he stirred up the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came. And under the influence of that word, they came. Haggai had been sent to them. The Lord, watching on, the work was hindered. And then what do we find? For a number of years, for a few years, there is the people have become almost unconcerned. Maybe at first there was there was real anxiety and concern over the halting of the building. But now everybody's gone back to his own home, and he's attending to the maybe the rebuilding of their homes and other things. And they say that the time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. The Lord says, sending Haggai the prophet, is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Is it of no concern? How have you got used to this? How is it that you've managed to settle down, and now it's a spirit of almost apathy? Looking on the foundations, looking on the beginning of a building, but having no real concern? Surely the Lord would have known if there was a great outpouring of prayer, a crying out from the people. But he says, now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider your ways. Consider your ways. These times when the Lord brings us to consider our ways. May you and I be brought to such places. We won't just be once, you know. You can think of that, consider your ways in the beginning of the work of grace, maybe. In the conviction of sin, at least. Considering and pondering the path of your feet. Walking in the ways of sin is made known. The walking in forbidden ways is revealed, and there's some conviction. Consider your ways in that sense. But beloved friends, we need that. We need this same continual examination of the path that we are walking in. Oh, that we might not be found slumbering in the way. Oh, that we might be brought to truly often ponder the path of our feet. You know, the word this evening, feel the Lord lay this on me. I'm not going to tell you why. It doesn't matter in some respects. I feel this laid on me. I am with you. And, you know, there is, for the child of God, underpinning their hope and their peace and their joy is that very fact of the abiding presence of God with them. The word of God declares to us, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. It is taken by the Apostle Paul and it's reapplied to the gospel church. That which was given to Joshua and to the people as they stood before the river Jordan. As I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. I will not fail thee nor forsake thee. And the Apostle Paul takes up that same word. Be content with such things as ye have. For he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee. Now, that is a fundamental truth. And a great comfort. A great resting place for every true believer. And the church of God throughout the generations. The Lord will never leave his people. Oh, he begins a work, he finishes that work. He begins to separate one from his sin, he'll be found in heaven at last. He begins to work in the heart of one, he'll have the whole heart. He'll have the whole heart. He won't have half of it. He won't have part of it. He'll have the whole heart. And his work, he says, I will work, and who will let it? Who will hinder it? So what sense then is this word brought? I am with you. Well, Zerubbabel and the people had many that weren't with them, didn't they? And you and I, if we're true followers of the Lord Jesus, will know the same. If the world hated me, said the Lord Jesus, it will hate you. We'll be under no illusion. The things that the world hates the Lord Jesus, if you and I are true followers, they'll hate you. They'll hate you. And so you will. You will have those that are against you. And you will, yes, you may find favour in those that you work for. Yes, you may find favour from time to time with your teachers at school or those you deal with, your neighbours. And praise God for that. Praise God for it. But beloved friends, there are two powers at work. There are two forces in this world, good and evil. And the two are not compatible. And these things bring division. And these things bring striving and tribulation. And it's light and darkness. It's oil and water, and the two cannot mix. Can two walk together except they be agreed? You want to live in peace as far as you can with your neighbours and those you work with, and we must seek to. But be warned, this world is not our friend if we are true followers of the Lord Jesus. And in this sense, Zerubbabel, Joshua, and those people that desired to build the temple of God at Jerusalem had much opposition. And if you and I seeking to honour the Lord, seeking to follow the Lord, seeking to witness, seeking to do what's right in the sight of God. There will be those that will oppose. And maybe it's not so outward, but you'll certainly know it in your own heart. Satan's continual opposition. Well, what a timely then word this was. What a word in season this was for those that were trying, desiring to build a temple and were finding this great opposition. I am with thee. And it's these reminders, surely, that you and I need. I am with thee. In Zechariah's prophecy, we have in the chapter 2 we read, he's told, speak now to Zerubbabel and to Joshua and the residue of the people, saying, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? How do ye see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? You see, there were some that remembered the temple that Solomon built. And the greatness and the glory and the grandeur of it. And here this temple, is it nothing to them? Is this the lack of motivation? Is this why they can be stopped and there seems to be no real burning desire to continue with the work? Because it's maybe smaller, it's not as grand. Because the altar has gone, the Urim and Thummim has gone. Because the presence of the Lord dwelling between the cherubims is gone. Because of the greatness and the glory of the gold and the temple designed by God, given to David, who supplied the things for Solomon to build. And is this nothing in their eyes? And you and I, as we think of the Church of God now in our day, is there those of you that remember days gone by when the chapels were full and now it's nothing? We're brought to seemingly small things. Oh, beloved friends, this is a word Zechariah is brought to speak. Both Zechariah and Haggai encouraging Zerubbabel. The Lord says in Zechariah 4, this is the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, saying, not by might, not by David's great might, nor by power, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain? Is there one or two of you this evening? You've got a great mountain. Oh, and you've got some great thing. It's before you. It seems to be looming over you. It's seeming to be preventing you. It's holding you back. You feel restrained. You feel hindered by it. Who art thou, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring forth a headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, grace unto it. The Lord says, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house, his hands shall also finish it, and thou shalt know. And this is it, thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. That's how you'll know if it's the word of the Lord. That's how you'll know if the Lord has given you a word or not. Because it will come to pass. Because there will be an effect. Because the Lord will perfect. And he'll finish. And he'll finish it. The Lord will perfect that which concerneth me. Who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. Well, he'll be back, and he'll be back building. And though at this moment it's a day of small things, and there seems to be little maybe in your estimation and mine going on in this day that we live in. Oh, who hath despised the day of small things? Think of this temple. Oh, the Lord, what promises he gives to it, makes of it. Yet now be strong, for I am with you. Be strong and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord. And then he makes this promise. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than that of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. Those of them that were thinking, well, it's not going to be as grand. Oh, it's not as great. It can never have such glory as Solomon's temple. It can never have the same blessings without the Ark of the Covenant, without the Urim and Thummim, without those other things that the old temple had. Oh, these fears then. There were those we read in Ezra as they began to build. Some were crying out with joy because they longed to see the building, and the older ones were crying out in tears because it wasn't as grand and great, and it was not like the old temple. But beloved friends, that second temple was to be graced with the presence of the Lord Jesus Christ. His feet were to walk in the courts of that second temple. That is the greatness. Now that temple's gone. There's no second temple. So what for you and I? I am with you. Oh, what a favoured day we're in. Beloved friends, the gospel day, the day of the grace of the gospel of our Lord and Saviour Jesus Christ. We have things, beloved friends, that they could only look forward to in a shadowy way. We have the Holy Spirit's presence, the Holy Comforter sent forth, the ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ. An outpouring of the Holy Spirit on the day of Pentecost. And the Lord tabernacling himself, presencing himself in the hearts of his people, dwelling in their hearts by faith, the Holy Spirit of God entering in the heart. Entering in the heart. The Lord Jesus, speaking in John 15, beautiful illustration. I am the vine, and ye are the branches. And you know, you may think, well, he's the stem, and the Lord's people are the branches. You can think of it like that. But you know, reading it on the past day, it really seemed to strike me. I am the vine. I'm the whole thing. I am the vine, and ye are the branches, part of me. every single member, a part of the mystical body of Christ. I am the vine. Ye are the branches. Oh, that you and I might have this. I am with thee. I am with you. I am with you. We know this is the plural. This is spoken to them all. This is the word, beloved friends, to those of you here this evening who the Lord would see fit to apply it to. I am with you. Or as you take out the italics that our translators have put in to help with the reading of it, it is I with you. I with you. Oh, what greater blessing can a poor sinner have as he walks through this veil of tears with all the opposition, with all the difficulties, with all the needs he or she may have, with all the unknown ways stretching out before them, with all their besetting sins, with all their many failings personally. I with you. The abiding presence of the Lord God Almighty. I with you. Or if you like it, in this sense, Emmanuel, God with us. Christ manifest in the flesh, in the person of his dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, God with us, the great Emmanuel, now dwelling in the hearts of his people by faith. Oh, beloved friends, what a prospect, what a hope the believer has. Oh, those of you this evening that maybe have not that sense of it this evening, is that not what your heart goes out for this evening? The Lord Jesus Christ in me, the hope of glory, is that, oh, wouldn't that meet your every need this evening? Are there not some here this evening? Maybe you haven't in the possession of it, the sense of it this evening. Oh, but may it be your prayerful desire. Oh, may you give him no rest till you find that which your soul needs. That the presence of the Lord dwelling in you, with you, in all your going out and all your coming in, with you when you're out of sight of everyone else, out of maybe their notice, you're in their sight, you're in their presence, but they don't seem to take notice of your case. Oh, I with you. In all their afflictions, he was afflicted, and the angel of his presence saved them. This loving, merciful Lord Jesus, who, seeing the need of his people, came right where they are. Oh, that God, making known his great love in sending his only begotten Son, oh, that he might be one with them in their tribulation, in their sorrows, walking a path through this life with an understanding, having known what it is to be tempted, known what it is to have things against him. Oh, for the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross, despising the shame. He's now set down at the right hand of God in heaven, there representing his people's representative, representing their needs, meeting their needs, oh, obtaining that mercy that grace daily for them, giving them guidance, counsel, and peace. Oh, that the word of God, beloved friends, oh, that the Lord would seal his word into your heart and mine. That word that enters in the heart brings a joy which cannot be taken. Then you can build with your trowel in one hand and your sword in the other. Then you can face tomorrow. Oh, this word of God abiding in the heart. Oh, may you and I seek for fresh tokens and evidences. Oh, may we not rest on our lees. May we not be satisfied, but may our daily cry be, give me Christ or else I die. May we seek that daily presence of our Lord. We know, don't we, the doctrine, the teaching, the foundation of our faith. But the Lord will not have us rest in a neglectful, prayerless state. We may for a season be left there, but he knows what we need. And you and I must be active at the throne of grace. Oh, we must be diligent. We must be striving. We must be endeavouring. We must be pressing toward the mark. The prize, the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Lord, will not have us neglect these things. He will not permit us to remain in a spirit where we take things for granted. Oh, there is no room for these things. The Lord will have us in places where we cry out for the very sense in that particular way of his presence. That which we believe is in us, we want to know the peace of him in us. We want to know the effect of it. And he'll have us seek for that. And he'll bless us with it. Oh, these delays, these pauses, these interruptions, these things, they're part of all things that work together for good. The building was finished. The building was completed. 4 years after they commenced again the building, it was completed. Oh, and beloved friends, may you and I, hear the word this evening. May the Lord apply it to our case, and may the circumstances the Lord is pleased to bring us in from time to time, may he be pleased to bring out those cries and those longings and yearnings in our hearts, and may he come again and again with these sweet consolations and these sweet strengthening words, and reassure us again, I am with you. Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, in the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. May God add his blessing. Amen.
God willing, there will be a prayer meeting for church members on Friday evening. Mr. Charles Woolboys is expected to preach next Lord's Day, and Mr. Wheatley next Tuesday evening. Let us close with hymn 975. He comes, the Saviour full of grace, by ancient prophets sung. a smile of mercy on his face and truth upon his tongue. Hymn 975.
Forgive all that thy pure and holy eyes have seen amiss in our worship here this evening. Do follow with thy blessing those things of thee spoken in thy name. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God the Father, the fellowship and the communion of the Holy Spirit rest and abide with us each, now and for evermore. Amen.